Do you feel like you've lost your way? Are you overwhelmed and anxious on a daily basis? Do you feel like you're too stressed out to enjoy life? If so, you've landed in the right place. The Gratitude to Bliss Show is about stressing less and feeling blessed. It's about figuring out what matters most, letting go of what doesn't, and creating a life that makes you feel happy and alive. I'm Lorraine Miller, mom, health coach, award-winning author, infertility survivor, and recovering stressaholic. And I'm on a mission to help you overcome overwhelm, improve your health, and find your bliss. The best part? It's so easy to get started. The Gratitude to Bliss Show starts now. Welcome to the Gratitude to Bliss Show, the place to be to get your vitamin G. I'm Lorraine Miller, your host, and I have a really important show today. We are going to talk about how stress affects us mentally, physically, and emotionally, and how gratitude is the antidote to stress. If you haven't yet watched episode one of the show, I encourage you to check it out. In that episode, I walk you through a very simple gratitude practice I call vitamin G, and I give you tips and inspiration for getting the most out of gratitude and for sticking with it. So definitely check out that episode and subscribe to the show. I call my gratitude practice vitamin G because it's simple and easy to do. It's just like taking a vitamin. It's incredibly nourishing. It's self-care. It's actually a form of self-love. And it's something we need to do every single day. And stress has a lot to do with that. Stress has been building a lot over the last few decades. It's slowly been creeping into our lives, but it's really gone off the charts in the last few years, peaking with the pandemic. And since then, it's just gotten to record levels, and it's time we did something about it. Because we never said yes to stress. We never said yes to all this daily chronic stress that is taking its toll on our health, and it is interfering with our joy and our happiness. The thing is, we actually have a lot more control over stress than we think. And this has been a personal journey of mine. I've always been someone who's been prone to stress, but I've found ways to not only manage the stress in my life, but to actually let it go. To change the way I react to it so that I can be more present and in the moment. And gratitude has definitely played a huge role in that. And that is why I want to do this show. I want to share with you how a regular gratitude practice can help you manage the stress in your life and really let it go. And my hope for you is to own your power when it comes to stress, not just manage it, but get on a path to creating a stress-free life. And it starts with mindset, and it starts with practicing gratitude daily. We all have challenges. Life is a series of ups and downs, and that definitely causes stress for us during those times. Those challenges are meant for us to learn and grow and ultimately help others. Gratitude helps us see those challenges as blessings in our life. And over time, we actually can become grateful for those experiences. It's not always easy when you're going through challenges to feel grateful. But if you have the perspective that at some point, your challenges will become blessings, it makes them just a little bit easier. And when you are able to do that, you've really mastered the art of gratitude. So although difficult, those ups and downs, they're really part of life. They're a normal part of life, and they're part of our journey. But what I want to really focus on and dive in deep today is the everyday stress that so many of us are dealing with. The stress that becomes chronic and leads to overwhelm and fatigue and mental health issues and brain fog and physical symptoms like heart disease and digestive problems. That's the kind of stress we don't need. That stress is not healthy for us, and it's not helping us. In a 2023 study by the American Psychological Association, women reported feeling more stressed than men. And that study showed that women are more prone to stress. But what helps women most is connection to community. And many women in that study reported that they wish they had had more support. So one thing that your gratitude practice does is it helps you appreciate the people in your life. It helps you appreciate those relationships. And slowly, little by little, it encourages you to develop those relationships and value them and bring gratitude to them. And those relationships get stronger. So that's one way gratitude can help with stress, by really building relationships and creating a stronger support system in your life. Another study by the American Psychological Association in 2021 reported that Generation Z, which is men and women under 30 pretty much, reported the highest levels of stress compared to other generations. Now that is pretty impactful and not good news. I want to share a story with you about a young man who I met in very unusual circumstances. He was 17 at the time, and I was in the car with my five-year-old son, and we were on a pretty small road, but there was a lot of traffic, and he rear-ended us, and thank God, none of us got hurt. Everyone was fine. And my son actually thought it was like such an adventure. Because he didn't get hurt and I didn't react, it wasn't scary for him, but it was like a big thing that happened. And this poor young man felt so terrible. He had accidentally stepped on the gas and just rear-ended us when we were like bumper to bumper. So it definitely jolted us. And he felt so terrible, and I felt bad for him. And he said, "What can I do to repay you?" And I said to him, "I want you to download my app, the Gratitude to Bliss app, and I want you to practice gratitude." And he said, okay, he would do it. And then I never really heard from him again. I mean, we had some like insurance things to work out through his parents. But recently, actually just a few days ago, I got an email from him. He's now 22. And by the way, I love receiving emails from people, people who have been clients of mine, who have attended my workshops or read my books. I love when they write to me and tell me how much gratitude changed their life. And it's just so cool to learn that gratitude becomes part of your life over time. And so I often hear from people years after I've shared something with them about practicing gratitude and the power it has. So you can always reach out to me if you have a gratitude story. You can email me, you can contact me through my website. But anyway, back to my story. So he sent me an email and he told me, first of all, he reminded me of the situation. And then he told me that out of guilt, he started using my app every day and he used it every single day throughout his senior year of high school and into his first year in college. And he did it for an entire year. And he shared that at first he thought it was silly and trivial, but slowly over time, I had changed his mind that gratitude is really a great thing to do. And more recently, he finds himself dealing with anxiety. He's going through a transition and he shared that he falls victim to his inner saboteur. And he said, I look back on days where I was able to recognize my goodness, more goodness in my daily life. And he remembered using my app and he's going to start using it again. So this is a really sweet example of how gratitude really is worth our time. It acts like a vitamin, hence vitamin G. And when we stop taking it, when we experience some of those ups and downs in life, we are reminded to start taking it again. And it's something we all need in our medicine cabinet. It's something that is so accessible to us. We can do it anywhere, anytime. It's available. It's free. And yet it is healing. It is transformative. And it's truly powerful. So I offer this example to inspire you to really give it a try and to make it a priority in your life. So when it comes to addressing the stress in our lives, the first thing we need to do is to change how we look at stress, and gratitude can really help with that. We need to shift away from the notion that stress is something that happens out there. Because when we think of stress as something that's happening outside of us, that mentally leaves us powerless to do anything about it. We can't do anything about it. It's out there, right? I can't do anything about stress. Stress is just how it is. And we're going to talk about some limiting beliefs around stress that you may have in a little bit, but to really understand that stress is actually that is something that occurs inside of us, in our minds and in our bodies, gives us our power back. It lets us realize that, okay, things are happening around me and I have a choice to make. I can react and I can let things get to me, or I can use my tools. I can use gratitude. I can work on this. I can set an intention to work on this, and I can visualize myself taking a different path. And that is my hope for you, so that you can really get on a path of creating a stress-free life. And you have the power to do that. So stress starts in the mind and our body reacts to it. And it happens so quickly, we don't even realize it. And we don't even realize the toll stress is taking on us as we're going through a stressful situation until we start not feeling good, whether we're not feeling good mentally, emotionally, or we start having physical symptoms. And what happens is we enter this mode of fight or flight. Now, thousands of years ago, when we lived in the wild, that was a good thing. Stress stress in our environment came to us and we needed to survive. We needed to know how to react quickly and to defend ourselves. So if we were in the wild and there was a wild animal about to attack us, wanting to eat us for dinner, our bodies go into fight or flight, and we had a choice to make. In a split second, we can either use that adrenaline rush that our bodies give us to fight off the wild animal, or we could use it to run and flee. And that helped us survive. But what's happening in today's society, we are getting that adrenaline rush from everyday stress, and we're not processing it. We're not processing it in a way that gets our body back into balance. And we're finding that we have to do more and more things to let go of stress. When we practice gratitude, that stress response is lowered. We can lower the cortisol levels. Cortisol is a stress hormone that increases in our bodies when we're under stress. And the studies have shown that people who practice gratitude, even for just a few weeks, the cortisol levels in their blood go down 23%. Now, that is amazing. And that is a great way that we can counteract the effects of stress and help our body get into balance. Another thing the research shows is that when we practice gratitude, our heart rhythms get smoother and we lower, our blood pressure gets lower, and we just become more relaxed. And also, neurotransmitters, dopamine and serotonin, are released. And those are the feel-good chemicals in our brain. And they also help us regulate things like sleep and appetite and mood. So we just come into balance by practicing gratitude. So when you take your vitamin G, it just helps with so many things. And also the immune response increases, which is another great thing, because when you're under stress, you're more likely to get sick. When you're practicing gratitude, your body is stronger and more resilient, and you have a stronger immune system. Practicing gratitude also rewires the brain to see the good. You carve new neural pathways in the brain, and this makes you more resilient to stress when it comes your way. So you're able to be strong no matter what is going on around you. Your gratitude practice also helps you prioritize self-care. So things like sleep and nutrition and exercise and making time for yourself, making time to have fun and do things you love with people you love. All those things kind of go out the window when you're stressed. But when you have a strong gratitude practice in place, you are reminded on a daily basis how important these things are to you, and you naturally start prioritizing them. And studies show that people who practice gratitude, I mentioned this in my first episode, report feeling 20 to 25% happier even after just a few weeks. So those are some great ways gratitude is the antidote to stress. It's time to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to talk about limiting beliefs around stress and how to turn those around. I also want to let you know that I have a free masterclass, Break Up With Stress. And it's a wonderful opportunity to go deeper with this work and to really look at, on a personal level, how stress affects you. And we go into different ways, different strategies, more than I can do during this podcast, because we only have a short amount of time, to really look at stress and be able to let it go and end your long-term relationship with stress and really say no and just break up. And it's a fun time. I encourage you to go to my website, gratitudetobliss.com/events, and you can gain access to that wonderful masterclass. This is the Gratitude to Bliss Show, the place to be to get your vitamin G. I'm Lorraine Miller, your host. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back soon.
Did you know that people who practice gratitude regularly report feeling 20 to 25% happier after just a few weeks? Do you want to learn more about this amazing tool and how to make it work for you to improve your health, relationships, career, and more? Meet Lorraine Miller, gratitude expert, health coach, award-winning author, and mom who has been making a difference in people's lives for over 10 years. Learn her simple yet powerful approach for letting gratitude work miracles in your life by attending one of Lorraine's online workshops. Sign up at gratitudetobliss.com/events and use code TTN for special savings.
Welcome back to the Gratitude to Bliss Show, the place to be to get your vitamin G. I'm Lorraine Miller, your host. And today we are talking about stress and how gratitude is the antidote to stress. I want to talk about limiting beliefs you may have around stress and how you can start to notice them and reframe them so that your self-talk is actually supporting you instead of adding to your stress. So some limiting beliefs people tend to have is, number one, I can't do anything about the stress in my life. Well, as we talked about, we do have a lot more control over the stress in our life than we realize. And when we work on changing our mindset by practicing gratitude, we can move away from that place of feeling helpless and step into a place of feeling in more control and really stepping into our power. So notice how you feel about that. If you feel there's nothing you can do about stress, and practice gratitude and see if your attitude around that changes. And if you feel like this resonates with you, then just notice how many times you kind of fall into that victim mode or that feeling helpless place. And just notice, because that's the first step to reframing, is just being aware when your mind goes to that place. Another limiting belief is that everyone has stress. So if everyone has stress, then I must have stress. But the reality is there are people, many of them have been guests on my show, a few of them, and there just are many people that are able to manage stress and to not let stress bring them to a place of overwhelm and exhaustion and burnout. And that's because they have strong systems in place and they have a positive mindset. Another limiting belief is that my physical symptoms are a result of stress, but my job or my family or fill in the blank is more important than me dealing with my stress and really addressing it. Putting other people and other responsibilities first, before you, putting yourself first, can be a form of self-sabotage. So just recognize when you're doing that, when you are limiting your capacity to put yourself first. And then also, when you're operating from a place of lack, you don't have enough time to work on the stress in your life, or you don't have enough time to take care of yourself, or you don't have enough money to take care of yourself. That kind of self-talk is really operating from a place of lack, and it's not serving you to take care of yourself and to put yourself first. You may feel that you don't deserve to take care of yourself. And when you think that way, it makes it even harder to address the stress in your life because you are, you're limiting your ability to have the freedom and joy that you just, that you truly do deserve in life. And once you start to reframe the self-talk that is sabotaging your joy and your freedom and your ability to just feel blessed and feel alive and have all the things that you do deserve in life, when you are limiting that, you are actually creating more stress. When you practice gratitude every day, you are putting your health and happiness into your own hands and you're not giving it away to stress. When you self-sabotage, however, it's very easy to fall into these behaviors that lead to more stress. So not getting enough sleep, not exercising, not cooking healthy meals for yourself, not taking time to rest and relax, and not making time for fun and doing things you love with people you love. Those are essential ingredients to helping us thrive in life. And when we put other things before those basic things, and we're caught up in this hamster wheel of being busy and just operating in that fight or flight, then we're really missing out on all the blessings that life has in store for us. So just take a moment right now to think about what it would feel like to let go of stress. What would it feel like for you to wake up feeling grateful every day, to feel more energized and productive, to not have to worry about what stress is doing to your health, to feel calmer and more relaxed, have better relationships, make better decisions because you are thinking more clearly, and to feel truly blessed and alive on a daily basis? That is what I want for you. That is what exists for you. That is what people are enjoying in life. And why not you? So let's get on the path to living a more stress-free life. We're going to end soon, and I'd like to take a moment to do our Wheel of Gratitude. So Emily, can you please spin the wheel for us?
Yes. Hi, Lorraine. Today, the wheel landed on purpose and passion.
Beautiful. Thank you, Emily. So just take a minute now to think about something that gives you purpose in your life, something that you're passionate about. It could be a hobby. It could be something related to your career. If you're a mom, it could be motherhood. Think about something that gives you purpose in your life, and just take a few moments to reflect on how that brings joy and how it enriches your life. Just take a moment to appreciate that. And focus on the feeling you get when you think about this thing in your life that gives you purpose and passion. All right, well, we're going to close now. And I just want to mention again that if you want to go even deeper in building strategies for living a more stress-free life, I invite you to attend my free masterclass, Break Up with Stress. You can access that through my website, gratitudetobliss.com/events, and you will be able to go deeper with me in creating a life that you want to be living without the stress. I also want to encourage you to join my Facebook community. If you're on Facebook, it's the Gratitude to Bliss, the Gratitude to Bliss community. You can send a request to join, and it's a really great place to share what you're grateful for and to connect around gratitude. Thank you for watching. I'm Lorraine Miller, your host. This is the Gratitude to Bliss Show, the place to be to get your vitamin G. Thank you, Emily. Thank you, the Transformation Network. And remember, I love you. Take your vitamin G. Thank you for listening to the Gratitude to Bliss Show, the place to be to get your vitamin G. In today's stressful world, you need an attitude of gratitude to stay healthy and positive. And the vitamin G practice I teach is the best way to make sure you get your daily dose. Join me, Lorraine Miller, every first and third Friday at 12:30 Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. And let gratitude improve your health, relationships, career, and so much more. Get excited at gratitudetobliss.com. I love you. Take your vitamin G.